So welcome everyone to our live event this evening with Linda Osmond, and so happy that she can be here, and she's going to tell us about the TTAP method of movement. I'm trying to think what the words are. What's the word that I'm looking for? Mindful movement. I love that. I love those words. So, Linda, welcome, and thank you for joining us. And could you just tell us a little bit about you and then go into a little bit about the TTAP method, what it really is?
Yes. Well, thank you for having me. It's my pleasure to be here and privilege to be here. So I have been pretty avid health seeker, I would say, probably since my early 20s, and had interest in nutrition and exercise, more of the traditional exercise, I would say, what I was used to, going to the gym and working out with weights and aerobic machines and swimming and such. And then when I got into my late 30s, I was experiencing some issues, hormonal issues, adrenal issues, detoxification issues, and then at that point, and thyroid issues. I realized that the form of movement or exercise, I would call it traditional exercise, that I was doing at that point in time was doing more harm than it was good. And so I was introduced to a new way of thinking about movement that included lymphatic movement and movement that would build up your body and help with detoxification and not drain, put a drain on your adrenal glands and things like that. And so that took me in a whole new direction. My brain had to wrap itself around a totally new way of thinking about movement. But then my body began to heal. And so that's kind of my introduction to this method of movement. Now, the name I will explain because people wonder where TTAP, what does that mean? Nothing to do with tap dancing or anything like that. Teresa Tapp is the designer and creator of this method of movement, which, as you said, Joyce, is mindful movement. It's actually a brain workout as much as it is a body workout, and we know we're all interconnected, so it's important that we're working every part of our body together. So anyway, the name came from Teresa Tapp, so it's T-Tapp, T-T-A-P-P. Does that give you enough introduction about me and how I got introduced?
Yeah. Yes, and thank you for explaining that because, yeah, mindful movement and then the brain-body movement. I love those words because that says it all, you know, but then you can develop it into a little bit more what else it is. But just those words are powerful as far as meaning that there's more to life than just movement, you know, walking, you say walking and bicycling, mm-hmm. and, you know, all the other kinds of things, yoga and all that, but this is a whole lot different. So, yes, we want to learn more. So tell us how it relates to the role in the lymphatic system. I don't know if you want to start there or do you have another place you want to start?
Well, let me give you a little bit of background of how Therese even got into this, and that will explain a lot more. So when she was very young, her mother, who was a nurse, actually was the head of an ER unit, developed a rare form of brain cancer. Then Teresa, at a very young age, saw what happens to a body when it goes through traditional treatment. And she put together in her mind that if you do A, then you can get result B. Like when you do drugs and chemo, then your hair falls out and you feel sick. And so she was able to make correlations and to begin to formulate ideas about health. She was, I don't know if I said this, she was only 5 years old. So, and her mother did pass away at 29. And so she, and the one thing that was really, really positive, her mother is always implanting into her the positive thinking of, you know, when something bad happens, then let's look for what is the positive in this situation. And so Teresa began translating some of those ideas that she had about health into trying to figure out how she could help people have better health. So originally she was looking at either medical fields, I don't know if it was possibly pharmaceutical or pharmacist, but she had a turn of direction when she was in college, and she herself was evaluated and had similar symptoms to her mother, and they actually predicted, doctors said that she wouldn't live past the age of 30, and she didn't take that as truth, and she started working with cancer patients to develop things that would help them with their therapies that they were going through to help excrete things from the body. So she was extensively studying the lymphatic system, and at that time, people weren't even aware or identifying the lymphatic system. They only talked about the circulatory system. So she started designing these movements and ended up getting her degree in exercise physiology. And she noticed, and the cancer patients were noticing, that their overall health was improving, and they were losing inches in a good way, those that were overweight. And so she continued to adapt this philosophy and create new styles of movement that incorporated the lymphatic system, and I'll explain more about what I'm going to say here, but multi-muscle, full-fiber, isometric movement, these are some of the keys that were bringing health to people, not just like you would think about with exercise, but a variety of health improvements were occurring. The other thing that I'll mention that's really important that she took a negative and turned to a positive was when she was in high school, she had an accident in gym class where she was on the balance beam and doing like a somersault or whatever it was they were doing in class, and she fell off the beam and injured her back, but at that time, they didn't know that it was injured, so they just had her get up, back up and do it again. Well, second time, re-injured. So she actually has pretty severe damage to her spine, and so she was in constant pain. The other thing she did with this movement when she developed it, it keeps her back out of pain. So even though she's got a spine that's fused together from lack of use when they had her then on bed rest when they found out that she really did injure it. So a lot of her movements that she created all of them are rehabilitative too. So they'll take joints that have problems or pain, and when you do these movements, you're rehabbing your joints, you're strengthening them, which is different than your traditional exercise. If you're, you know, just going and using equipment or weights or something, that's not really what you have in mind necessarily, but she studied rehabilitation and the lymphatic system and combined it all together to get this beautiful movement that we have.
Wow. Yeah, that's really amazing.
Yeah.
So we want to hear more.
Okay. Well, this you can maybe interject some comments here too, because I know you told me that you for some years were working with Alzheimer's patients in education. And Teresa, too, is an educator. Her degree is in education and in exercise physiology. So she's really, really adamant about, you know, this being for the everyday person and educating them how they can work with their body as it was designed to create greater health.
When did you learn this, and how long have you been doing it? And you are certified mm-hmm. now in this. Tell us a little bit about that.
Okay. Let me say one more thing that I was going to say,
okay.
Kind of related to Alzheimer's. The other thing that Teresa recognized is that when we talk about the brain-body part of it, that when you don't use a part of your body for some period of time, you actually lose what she calls neurokinetic connection mm-hmm. or brain to body. Okay, so your brain telling your body what to do. And, I mean, we know about muscle atrophy and things, but if you think of certain parts of your body, like the lower abdomen, you know, below the belly button, a lot of people don't ever use that. And so if I were to try to just verbally give them a cue to activate that muscle, they wouldn't have a clue what I'm talking about. But Teresa learned that there are ways that you can rebuild the mind-to-muscle connection. And that's incorporated into the movement as well. So I thought you would think that's interesting since you...
Yes. What was that term, the neuro... What did you call it?
Mm-hmm. She called it neurokinetic connection or neurokinetic flow. And I have found with myself, you asked when I got involved with TTAP, 2010 is when I started. My health was kind of in a bad place at that point in time, and that's when I was introduced to TTAP and totally turned from, you know, the exercise and things that I was doing into this lifestyle. And then I went on, became a trainer. I'm actually a master level trainer, the highest level that there is, meaning that I can not just teach the workouts as they are designed, but I really lead people into learning how to use their bodies on a daily basis in whatever they're doing to maximize the muscle activation and the health benefits as well. So, did I answer your question, or was there something else you asked me that I didn't answer?
Yes. So then I know you, and my focus is always on the lymphatic system,
mm-hmm.
and it does improve the lymphatic system too. And how does it do that? I mean, I know movement improves the
mm-hmm.
lymphatic system, but explain that a little bit better.
Okay, sure. Some of the ways that TTAP affects the lymphatic system in a positive way, one of them is the fact that we're doing isometric movement. So if you can think of one example, one way to look at it is if you have a towel, a wet towel, and you wring that out or stretch it out, squeeze it, you get some fluid, some water that comes out of that. So the isometric movement is like if that towel was your muscle and you were pulling it from both ends. So you're elongating that muscle, and it's kind of like a squeegee. So any toxins or excess fluid is like squeezed out of the muscle back into the lymphatic system and then taken to the lymph nodes and filtered and cleaned up and then, you know, detoxified through our detoxification pathways and, you know, clean lymph goes back into the bloodstream. So traditional exercise, most of it is isotonic. And so that means that if you think of your bicep, it's the easiest muscle to picture this with. If someone says, show me your muscle, well, they put up their arms and you see this bulge. You know, if they've got muscles, you see a bulge right in the middle, and the belly is a muscle. And that's what a lot of the equipment and the weights and things will do, or the way that you do the exercise determines whether it's isometric or isotonic. So we're not going for the bulky in the middle of the muscle. We're going for working the entire muscle from one attachment to the bone to the other attachment. So it's like that towel being stretched and squeezed. So that's part of the way that it detoxifies. And then there's lymphatic pumping moved into all of the movements. We know that the lymph system doesn't have a pump of its own like the heart has for the circulatory system. So we use different muscles to make sure that lymph continues to be pumping. So that's another way that we use the lymphatic system. One other thing that comes to my mind is, Teresa, make sure that the spine is, first of all, in alignment. So at the beginning of each workout, there's a movement known as primary back stretch that will put the whole body into alignment, and then that puts a person into fat burning. They've proven this with some studies. I think it was at the Cooper Institute, in 10 minutes versus 20 minutes. So it puts the body in alignment. Plus, she does always a bending and a scooping of the spine, a twisting of the spine, and I'm missing something. Anyway, we move the spine in every possible way. And part of that really isolated twisting of the spine on some of those movements drains a very, very large duct known as the thoracic duct in about your, if you think kind of between your shoulder blades area, somewhere in there. And so she's focusing these movements on optimizing the lymphatic system and the ducts mm-hmm. that are there. So, yeah, if you see it, it's invisible. You know, if you're doing these movements, you don't understand all the complexity of it, but there's a mm-hmm. lot of science woven in to each of the moves.
Okay. So how, well, my initial question is, you know, how are we going to, how can you show this, and how can we learn more about these movements? Where do we see these movements? Where is there a video or something?
There are some videos on YouTube TTAP. There, you can also go to the website. Now, I'll warn you that the TTAP website is being revamped right now. And so even some of the links on my website that point to the TTAP website are not working currently, as they're going over to a nice new website. But they do have some articles on their site, and I'd have to go and see if they're accessible right now, or they will come back to life in the near future. Has some try before you buy type of, and you can see that. I could lead you through, something over the phone if you would like for the listeners.
Sure.
Just to kind of give you a feel for it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I think one of the easiest ways for me to do this would be to just walk you through a seated movement.
Okay.
What I love about TTAP too is that it also has been proven that the same movement can work someone that's been sedentary all their life to their maximum capacity, as well as triathletes. Teresa actually trained, she worked in Germany and worked with the Olympic athletes and studied there for a number of years, and she also has trained supermodels. So she's worked with all kinds of people and experimented with all types of body types. But what I like is that you don't need to add, we never use any equipment. I don't think I said that. There's no jumping. There's no weight. There's no equipment. You can do it in your own home. So that's really a plus. And then you don't have
Right.
to keep adding repetitions or adding more. Her philosophy is less is more. If you're doing things right and you're doing to the max of your ability, then you don't need to keep adding more and more and more. So what we do is, as our body gets more in tune and the brain can actually identify all the muscles and use them the way we're supposed to, these same movements get harder and harder because you're using more of your capacity to do them. So if you like, I'll just start with a seated move, and I'll try to talk you through that, and we'll just see how this goes.
Oh, that's good. Thank you.
Okay. I won't go into all the specifics about, because form is quite important with TTAP, but I will tell you that one thing you can focus on when you're walking, standing, anything, is that your toes are completely straight ahead. A lot of people have turnout of the feet, might just be 1 foot, might be both, but that starts a trickling effect all the way up the body with your joints. If your feet turn out, then your knees are going to go in. You're going to be putting more more weight and can damage your knees, and that affects your hips. So when we sit down, I'm going to have you scoot to the very edge of your chair, which might seem a little funny. That in itself takes pressure off of the back of the thighs. When we sit in a chair, that's really bad for the lymphatic system. It's really restricting movement. And I'm not asking you to sit on the edge of your chair all the time, but you can if you want. But when we do the movements, we will sit on the edge of the chair. So knees are straight ahead, coming directly out from the hips, and then the ankles are directly under the knees. So it should be like an L from the ankle all the way up to the hip. Toes are straight ahead. You can feel a little bit of how the body just gets warmed up and the lymphatic system starts going in the circulatory system. If you just push your heels into the floor and start feeling the backs of the legs tightening and the calf tightening, can you feel there should be a little bit of heat starting to come into your body? That even small little thing is amazing that things start happening. Now, if you happen to lift your toes up and spread your toes out as you're pushing your heels and feet into the floor, you're going to start feeling even more activity, because we think of the calf muscle as almost a heart muscle lymph system. So if you were just to sit there and pump your toes up and down, you're actually pumping the lymph that's in your extremities and your feet back upwards to be circulated. All right, so if we push the feet into the floor, then I want you to think about pushing the knees outward towards the last three toes, just until the arches of your feet gently lift. So if you're pushing your feet into the floor and pushing your knees out, you're going to feel a lot more happening in your legs now. You're going to start feeling above your kneecap and the tops of your legs, your thighs. You're still feeling the undersides of your thighs, and you're starting to feel it maybe even up in your rear. Then you can take the pinkies of your hands, and if you're to rest those on your upper thigh, and just give a little push to get your ribs up nice and tall. Now you should start feeling it in your back, and a big part of what we focus on with TTAP is along the spine. What we want is we want to get rid of any muscle imbalances, and we want to activate all the muscles along all of those vertebrae so that it holds your body upright and holds your body in place, and you don't start getting any twisting and torquing of the spine. So if you're doing all those things right now, your legs are probably pretty fatigued like mine are, so I'm going to release all that for a second. And I don't know if you're doing this, Joyce. If you are, I'd love to hear if you're...
I am, but I'm also writing.
Yeah, you're taking notes. Okay,
I'm taking notes.
So I'm going to see if I can do this by putting my phone down. You tell me, I've got it on speaker, but if you can't hear me, I'll adjust something. But I'm going to try to incorporate some arms now into this. We'll do it again, and we'll see if your listeners or if you feel anything. So I'm going to set my phone down, and I think that should still be able to. Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So let's do this again. So we're at the edge of our chair. The hips and knees are in alignment. Now, ideally, if you had a chair that would move up and down, that's great because you really want your thighs parallel to the floor. So sometimes our chairs are too high or they're too low. That's not good, ideally. But for now, let's don't worry about that. Let's just look at the feet straight ahead. And also the feet should be the same distance out as the knees are. Like I said, ankles are directly underneath. And by the way, whenever we're sitting, if we bring our feet underneath the chair, that's also really bad for the lymphatic system. And then we can get cellulite and other problems that we don't want, because the lymph gets thick and kind of gets stuck in places. All right.
I'm sure crossing your legs is not a good thing either.
No, crossing your legs is not a good thing. And I rarely do that anymore because I know too much, but you're right. Anything That
I don't
put
do
a kink. If you think of your lymphatic system as a hose, we don't want to put a kink in the hose anywhere. So basically, you're right, crossing things is not the best option. Okay, so let's try this quickly again. We're going to push the feet into the floor, mostly with the weight into the heel. We're going to put the pinkies on the tops of the thighs and push those ribs up nice and tall. And again, it's not by pulling your shoulder blades together in the back. We don't want to overactivate those muscles. And then the shoulders are relaxing, but the ribs are up really nice and tall. Now, as we're pushing the feet into the floor, we're going to push the knees out, not to the point where the ankles are rolling over. They're still pushing into the floor and pushing out. So when I get to this point, I can actually be shaking. My muscles are really that engaged. All right, let's take your middle finger of whichever your hand is, if you're right-handed or left-handed, and just right on the sternum, the breastbone, just bump a little bit with your finger about 3 or 4 times. That can actually also help to stimulate the thymus, which is part of the immune system in the lymphatic system. But now just push into your sternum with that finger and lift the ribs up even taller. Once you do that, you actually should feel muscles on both sides of your spine in the back, kind of between the shoulder blade area, but you're not pinching your shoulder blades together. Those are a really important set of muscles that we talk about with TTAP, called the latissimus dorsi. They're really weak in most people, and that's when you see shoulders hunching forward, or people working on the computer and they're just starting to get that forward movement, or older people. So we really, really want to work on those muscles to keep the ribs up nice and tall. Okay, so if your legs aren't killing you and you can move on, if they are, feel free to relax and come back and join us. Now we're going to put the hands up, reach the hands out to your, I'm going to say your side walls, and with the palms up. Now, make sure that they're shoulder height. Most people want to cheat and have them less than shoulder height because that's a lot easier, but lift them up. Now, think to pull those pinkies up. You're going to turn the hands backwards so that the thumbs are going down, down, down to the floor in the back. Now you should feel those muscles in the back even more. So now we're just going to do what we call butterflies. We're going to first reach, like someone's pulling your wrist out to the side wall. So 1, 2, 3, reach. Keep reaching as you just do little pumps up and down with those hands. So keep the ribs up every time. Keep the knees out and keep the thumbs back. 5, 6, 7, 8. Relax it all. Now, that was just a very simple movement. We have many more that are more complex than that. But I hope that your listeners were feeling some warmth coming into their bodies and feeling that something was happening. My heartbeat is already going up. I can feel it. And it takes time to get that neurokinetic connection going again if you haven't used certain muscles for a while. So maybe you're not feeling as much as you think you should, but that comes in time, the more you're able to really connect. And, of course, if I'm seeing somebody in person or via Skype, I can really hone in on, you know, what they're doing and what they might have to adjust to really get the most out of the workout. But hopefully that gave you a little bit of a sense of that feeling of things happening in the muscles as you activated.
Right. That was really good. I like that. Even though we couldn't see you do it, you know, we'll have to do this again with a live video.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
we keep learning these things, right?
Yeah, and on my website, I just put a post on there. There's a tab, and I think, Joyce, you're going to send out a document on a replay as well, so people will have this. But
right.
I have a page that says TTAP Movement, and I just posted a video that Teresa Tapp did on a news station. I think it's a news station. It's called Studio 10 in Florida. And you will see one of the brain body movements that's kind of a signature for using it. Helps to integrate the left and right brain. And it's funny to see people do it for the first time because you just don't know what to do with your hands and your feet. But as you gain this brain coordination, you can do it with ease. So your listeners can take a look at that, called Hoedowns. And have fun with that, doing it with Teresa there.
Okay, well, I'm I'm planning to go there and learn more for sure. And yes, we'll send out that replay with the PDF tomorrow.
Yeah.
Mhm. Okay.
So I do.
Go ahead.
Oh, I was just gonna say, and I do offer, you know, one-on-one coaching if people want to get involved with it, or if they just want to know where to start. That I should say that there are a lot of at-home DVDs that you can use, and I love helping people to determine which one or ones are best for them. And then a lot of people will want to do live coaching just to get started because it's rehabilitative. We do things that are not like a normal stance. I didn't teach you the standing position. This was just a little bit about seated. But we do things to rehab the knees because most people have weak knees. And so they might look a little different or feel a little different because you're not used to doing it. And so they like that trainer's eye on them to make sure they're doing it right when they get started. So I can offer that as well.
Mm-hmm. I know you mentioned, you know, this could be for everyone. And I think that's, you know, it's really cool how it would work for everyone. And the brain, you know, helping the brain, everyone's brain. And a question here I have, you know, who would benefit most? When I look at your website and the name of your website, it says Fit Me Healthy. And, you know, I see it looks like muscle building to me. Just your website alone, when I just look there, it looks like, you know, muscle mass and that kind of thing. And I'm not for that, but I like what you've said already tonight. And I'd like a little bit more information on the lymphatic system. What methods are there for engaging the lymphatic system? And we talked about a little bit about that, but especially for breast health.
Okay. Well,
anything specific?
Mm-hmm. So I encourage several things for breast health. The movement is definitely a part, even that simple up and down with the arms that we did, that pumping butterfly movement. If you do that properly, you're going to feel that in the breast tissue, and that is doing some pumping. But I personally like to, in the morning, I like to do that primary back stretch that I mentioned that's part of the T-Cat signature move, and that puts my body into alignment so that I know that the lymphatic flow is not being interrupted. And then I like to do dry skin brushing, which also moves that circulation, the lymph vessels that are throughout the entire body are not very far from the surface of the skin. So Teresa Tapp has designed a dry skin brushing that will go over the entire body, and she has certain patterns that and techniques that she has designed to do that. And so I do that. And then I was introduced to using breast massage and breast oils, and I love your breast oil, so I definitely promote that. And I like to do that every day. So the movement, the body alignment, the skin brushing, and the massage and the oil are kind of my package, my personal package, and what I like to offer to other people as well for breast health.
Okay, thank you. Can you explain that primary back stretch one more time?
Sure.
There a certain way, you didn't really describe it, you mentioned it, I think, but I don't know if you described how, so can, I want to do that.
I will try to describe it to you. It's not going to be something that you're going to be able to grasp by me talking it out, it's a pretty complex
movement.
It only takes, less than 5 minutes, and with me, it's probably even less than that because I know it and I'm doing it by heart. But it's a very intricate sequence of body movement, and the sum total effect is that it puts your spine in alignment, it decompresses the neck, it
twists the spine, it curls and scoops the spine. So it does a lot of lymphatic draining, and it's hard to describe what it does. It also can relieve back pain. Many people do it just to relieve back pain. So it's not something I can walk you through.
Okay.
Because of the complexity of it. But it's part of the workout, yes. It's incorporated into the workout.
So when you talk about the workout, tell us a little bit more about that.
Okay.
So we sign up for a workout. Yeah, tell us about that.
Okay. Well, let me tell you how people get started with TTAP, and maybe that will answer
okay.
the question. There's a variety of ways, of course. But I also like to educate people. And so I'm not really looking to create a reliant type of relationship that somebody relies on me for their fitness. So I'm going to educate them with what they need to be able to understand how their body works and how to use their body to its best potential to maximize the lymphatic system, to maximize. I'm also not for muscle building. I'm not sure. Maybe you can give me some feedback later, not on this call, about the website. It talks about the benefits that I've seen and the inch loss that I've seen, but I'm really about the health benefits of it. So, sorry, I distracted myself there. I was saying.
You were going to tell us how to start. Suggest where someone start. Educate people. Yes.
Yes. So TTAP was designed as an at-home fitness program. And so normally someone hears about it, and usually it's they've got a health challenge or they've got adrenal fatigue or, truthfully, I learned about it because of the hypothyroidism that I had. There's a famous thyroid patient advocate named Mary Showman, who a lot of thyroid patients were writing to her and saying, this is the only type of exercise that I can do. And it's actually designed to stimulate the thyroid gland as well, the movements are. And they said, I'm not being fatigued afterwards. I'm not having to go lay on the couch. Some people get introduced to TTAP through other people's writings. Also, Dr. Nicholas Perricone, who's pretty famous now because he's the one that actually proposed, and it was criticized at first, but now we know it's true, that he said that inflammation is the precursor for disease, whereas before people thought disease was the cause of the inflammation. And so he had been studying Teresa for some years, and she didn't even know it. And he's a dermatologist, I believe, and he saw that inflammation connection with disease. Anyway, so he contacted her, and he said, I've been watching you now for a number of years, and I know what you have. You have the anti-inflammatory, anti-aging workout. Mm-hmm. And he nailed it on the head because that's what she had. So some people get introduced through different medical, they see. There are some ongoing studies as well that whole results are not in, so I can't really talk about those. But they're really positive results when people start doing TTAP. So someone might contact a trainer, go to the TTAP website, contact the trainer, and say, like if someone emails me, which I love doing this, I like to send them out a survey that ask them general questions, and then they answer those, and then I say, these are the workouts that I think are best suited for you in your situation right now, either with your limitations or the rehab you need or the amount of energy you have, whatever the case may be. And then I recommend certain workouts to them, and I either sell them because I do sell the workouts or I direct them to the TTAP site. And then often they're like, well, I'm not sure if I'm really doing this right, even though all the DVDs have instructionals with them, and they want a trainer to look at them. And so they might, start with a consultation with me or say that they want to purchase a couple sessions, personal training, and I can do that via Skype, so it doesn't matter where you're at in location. I can, see you, and we can make a personalized plan for you. So
wow.
You've got
you've got workouts that you can do at home, plus you've got availability, you know, to a trainer to, you know, get you started, or if you've got questions, or even if you want information. I also do health coaching, so I can advise people on supplements and things, too, that might be helpful to their condition. So, yeah, or someone can just get started on their own. I highly recommend that they, you know, get a recommendation for what workouts are best for them, because if someone has more severe adrenal fatigue, then I like to direct them to, you know, workouts that I know are even designed more specifically for that, because Teresa homes in on, you know, different organs and different workouts. And they're all whole body workouts, and you're working at least 5 to 7 muscle groups at a time. It's never like, okay, now we're going to do something with biceps. It's like you're working the whole body all at once, mm-hmm. So it's pretty interesting, and you're, I think, doing a lot with the different energy centers in your body at the same time as they're related to the lymphatic system. So that's kind of how I've seen the pattern of people coming into the knowledge of, you know, this type of information with TTAP is either a friend refers them or they see something written about it and they don't know where to start and they want to know. So I love to be that resource for people.
Okay, so then now people listening tonight, do you send this survey? I guess my question is, do you send this survey to when they're asking you a question and they want to learn more? Is that one of the first things you do is send them a survey and they fill it out and then you go from there? How do you
yes.
get their interest, or how do you know mm-hmm. they are want to go all the way? Or what? Tell me a little more about that starting.
Right. Normally I'll receive an email from somebody saying, you know, I found out about TTAP from here. You know, either they're saying, I don't know where to start, or, you know, these are some of the problems I'm dealing with. And I say, let me send you a free health survey, health and fitness, or free workout survey. And then they fill that out, they send it back to me, and they say, okay, looking at what you're dealing with, these are the main workouts that I would recommend for you, and I tell them why. And then sometimes those people will say, oh, great, thanks, and they make a purchase. You know, I say, I've got these DVDs on hand. If you want them, I'll be glad to offer you a client discount, or you can get them from the TTAP store, whatever you decide to do is fine. And often they'll come back and say, great, I'm going to purchase those. Please send me the DVDs and or one DVD, doesn't have to be more than one. And then they say, I'd like to book a consultation with you. And then I send them, if we're going to do a consultation, then I send them a much deeper health and fitness survey, because I really want to know a lot more about them before I meet with them. And I do have an option of doing, like, even some health research for them before we meet. And then I try to pull it all together. Plus, then I can get my eyes on them. I can actually see, oh, wow, I can see you've got some imbalances right there in your spine, and one shoulder's higher than the other. And mm-hmm. this is what we do to work that out. And so that's, I, you know, ideal if people want to do that, is the option mm-hmm. of that one for a period of time, and people really get a lot out of that. And, you know, there's
yeah.
just different issues that people have. I'm seeing a lot more laxity in joint hypermobility, where joints are moving more than they should, and then that can be it can be a real problem, because with TTAP we're expecting the joint to kind of be a resistance for us, the way we do things. And so if your joints are, you've got ligament issues or something, then I'm going to make some adaptations for you. And that's where it's helpful for me to see you in person and say, hi, what's going on? I'm noticing, you know, and I can ask, are you feeling it right here? Are you feeling anything? Let's make this adjustment. If TTAP is a progression, it's not perfection on form, and it's not, okay, I do it once and I've got this thing. It's more like you're going to understand a little bit of it now, and a week from now, you're going to understand more, and you're going to be able to incorporate that more. And a year from now, you're going to understand a lot more. And it's a continual learning process. It's not it's not a one-time, like, you know, like it is get on a machine, an exercise machine, and this is how you do it, and that's how you always do it. That's not it at all. We progress with our foot positioning. We progress with various things. But with that said, one workout could last you a lifetime. You're just applying new knowledge to it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like you have to keep investing. It's just you have to keep learning.
Right. Well, this has been really educational for me, and I hope everyone else who has joined us this evening. I think we're ready to open it up for questions and answers. I have had questions, but let's see if anyone else has. You can raise your hand. Everyone is muted at this time, but no one has written any questions in here so far. But you can either write or otherwise you can raise your hand. You can, I think it's *7. That's what it's looking for, that number, *7. And you can talk on the phone. That'll unmute you if you have any questions right now for Linda. Hello?
This is just me right now, Joyce. I was
okay.
Going to say, so you have any hands, if you would like, I'd love to just tell you some of the health benefits that people are seeing from TTAP.
Okay, yes.
Okay, but you just interrupt me anytime if there's a hand raised and I'll stop. But so one of the things that it was originally designed for was to decrease the edema, which is the fluid, you know, lymphatic fluid buildup in cancer patients. So just in general, people see a reduction in that, you know, if you see thick ankles or hands that are stiff with inflammation and swelling. So it decreases that. It improves digestion, the assimilation of your food, and elimination. It improves balance, physical balance, and cognitive function, because I said it is a brain-body and left-right brain workout. It increases cardiovascular health and, believe it or not, increases bone density, even though there's no jumping and no weight. The hoedown move that I mentioned earlier, that you'll see a video on my website, has dropped blood sugar 50 to 70 points in a matter of a couple minutes. So if someone's dealing with insulin resistance or high blood sugar, they can use that move to help regulate it. It also helps to have efficient tissue detoxification, and I described that isometric squeegee effect on the muscles. It strengthens and rehabs joints, muscles, and even the soft tissue, and fixes muscle imbalances. It alleviates pain, especially back pain, but also other joints as well. It helps to increase core strength and to improve spinal alignment. There have been some really interesting cases of really severe scoliosis corrected just through the movement, because you're, you know, strengthening those muscles all along the spine equally, and that's really important that it's equal activation on both sides of the spine. There have been improved organ and gland function, including thyroid, adrenal, and also autoimmune patients have done really well on it. And then I see it just as a side effect, but there's been a lot of inch loss as well when people are looking for that. And so there are many more than that, but those are some of the things that I've noted in people that have done TTAP. So,
and how many years have you been doing this?
I've only been doing it since 2010, so 6 years.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. Okay, 6 years. You have a lot of background then and knowledge because you've, you know, experienced a lot of different people with different problems. So.
Right. Mm-hmm. And again, on the TTAP site, and this is where I feel bad because things are in transition right now. My story and the story of, I would say, probably at least hundreds of people are there on the site. Each year, Teresa hosts what she calls the TTAP Challenge, 60-day challenge,
And people design their own health goals, what they need in their own lives. And then they do TTAP during that period of time. They don't do other exercise because some of those other exercises are going to negate almost the effects of the TTAP, as I described the differences in movement. And then they send in their before and after photos and stories of what their experience was like. And last year, I actually won those challenges my first 2 years that I was introduced to TTAP, and that's when I was able to go to Florida and actually meet Teresa during a health retreat she did, and met a lot of these other people that have been positively impacted in their health by just doing TTAP alone. So it's been an interesting journey.
It sounds that way. And it was very interesting listening and learning tonight. If you have one final piece of wisdom or advice that you would like to leave our listeners to take away, you know, from this talk tonight, what do you have, something that you'd like to share, one last thing?
Yes, because my job, other than being an educator and a trainer, I think is to be an encourager. And so I know that many people have come to TTAP at times in their lives when they just haven't felt well. And so I just want to reemphasize that it's never too late to improve your health, to not be discouraged. Seriously, this program is designed regardless of your age, because we've got young children. Teresa's worked with young children, and some of her DVDs even have some young children in it, up to a workout that we have called Senior Fit. So we have a whole variety, and someone that can't, even if you were in a wheelchair, we will find something that you can do. And you saw that we can even do seated movement. So regardless of your age, your fitness level, or any other health condition, there are actually easy steps that you can take, and even in your own home, to stimulate the lymphatic system and to help your body help itself to stay well, to rehab, to heal, to get rid of excess body fat, and even improve your brain function. So it's not difficult. It's not time-consuming, and I just encourage everyone to take the time for themselves, for their breast health, for their whole body health, because they are definitely worth it. So I just say be encouraged, and I wish the best health to all your listeners.
Well, thank you so much, Linda. You did a beautiful job. I believe I will be replaying this more than the one time. You know, I'll be putting it on a replay tomorrow with the PDF, and that'll go out to my list. But then sometimes through the summer, I'll play a replay. I'll give the link again, and people can listen to it again. And I am so thankful for you doing this with me. It's been a pleasure and a very learning, educational thing for me tonight, too. I didn't see any questions and answer or questions for us to answer. So I believe I'll look one more time, refresh it. But I think that our question and answer, refresh one more time.
One thing I didn't do is give my website address, and I probably
that's necessary. I thought of it one time. Yes,
because no one will even know how to get a hold of me. So
yes, do that.
My website, which I know will be in the document as well that you're giving out, but I go under the name Fit Me Healthy because I do fitness and health coaching, and I believe that they're just integrated, so I have them both in my name. So the website is www.fitmehealthy.com, and you can find me there, and you'll see tabs that you can learn more about TTAP. You can learn more about, and there's actually two interviews about TTAP as they relate to whole body health that you might find interesting as well. Your listeners can find those on the tabs as well. And then as far as email goes, they can email me at Linda@fitmehealthy.com.
Okay. Well, thank you very much again, Linda, and thank you for attending this evening. And we will, anyone who didn't make it, we will get a replay out to them. So good night, all. I will be stopping the recording right now.